our 10-minute speaker is Cassie from San Diego.
Hi, I'm Cassie, and I'm an alcoholic. All right, 10 minutes. Okay, Larry, thank you for asking me to speak, and I'm going to apologize in advance. I have to leave early. I'm a babysitter, so kind of can't choose which time they asked me to come. So let's see. I've been sober since September 5th, 2012. That day was not pretty. You know, it wasn't happy or, you know, anything like that. I won't get too much into my story since I only have 9.5 minutes left. But I was told when I was new to always remember my last drunk. You know, the day before, September 5th, 2012, was not my last drunk. It was the day before. And it was Labor Day weekend. I was 15 years old, and my boyfriend and I had gone down to, I'm from the South Bay in Los Angeles, so we were in Hermosa Beach, and it's very similar to Pacific Beach, how it's set up. It's just, the pier is, you know, just one long line of bars. That's all it is just bars. So I'm going down there trying to sell fake pills, because at the time I really liked cocaine and couldn't afford it, so I'm going down there and, like, right before this, I had scratched in, like, little pictures into, like, Tylenol or, like, ibuprofen or something like that to try and sell to people. And, you know, we meet this guy, and this guy ends up being, like, the manager of some bar. And so we go to this bar, and, you know, I'm sitting there at 15 years old at a bar with an endless amount of alcohol, because this manager seemed to see something in me. I don't know. Money. So, you know, I'm sitting there, and, you know, these two guys walk up, and my boyfriend had disappeared. These two guys walk up, and they're like, "Whoa, what do you want to drink?" And, you know, I've never been in a fucking bar before. I'm gonna try not to swear, sorry. You know, I've never been into a bar before, and I'm like, "Just get me anything. I'll be sure to finish it. Don't worry, you know, it'll be worth it." And, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, 15 years old, in a bar, completely wasted, and, you know, this was at the end of a two-week relapse. I had been in the program before. And so what happens when you spend some time in the program and you go to meetings and you start hearing all of this stuff, you know, a little seed gets planted, right? And, you know, that's exactly what happened to me. And so I'm sitting there, and I already painted this picture for you. And, you know, I've got a belly full of beer and a mind full of AA, and it's miserable. And I'm sitting there telling them that I'm an alcoholic, and that's why I can drink them under the table. And, you know, and I'm a little girl, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still a little girl. And, you know, we leave the bar, and we're trying to walk to the bus stop. I black out on the way to the bus stop. And, you know, somehow I come to, and I'm standing at this bus stop at the top of the pier, and at the top of the pier is the Alano Club in Hermosa Beach. And it was a Monday night. It was the same night and the same time as my old home group, right? And the week before, I was at that meeting drunk. And you know, and I come to in front of the Alano Club, and there's two meetings going on, a women's stag in the small room and a men's stag in the big room. And I'm coming to, going like this, you know, "Screw AA, da 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 da," and literally this bus stop is maybe 20 feet from the door of the Alano Club in this town. So, and, you know, I black out again, and somehow wake up in my bed, and I don't know how I got home, or, you know, when I found my boyfriend at the time. I have no idea, but I do remember that, you know, that misery that I felt, you know, drunk after being in the program, you know, was pretty, pretty dark. And from there, I had ran away again or got kicked out. I'm not really sure. And I was staying with a friend, and I had a moment of clarity while she was having a few back-to-back seizures next to me. And somehow, I don't know if it was the other person in the room with us that said this, or if it was God, or whatever it was, I have no idea. But I remember hearing somebody ask me, "Cassie, what are you doing?" And for the first time, I didn't have an answer. And that was pretty heavy for me because, you know, I'm a know-it-all. I know everything. I always have an answer. I always have a plan, and this time I did it. And the next day, I called my mom. I'm like, you know, because I'm 15, and I'm like, Mom, I'm going to go to school today. I already have a bag packed. Can you take me to rehab today? She goes, oh, don't worry. You already have an appointment at 3 o'clock. You know? I'm like, yes. And, you know, my very first day, I came in super willing. And, you know, I think that's what saved my life is that when I got back here, thank God I got back here, I came here super willing. And, you know, if my sponsor said to jump, I said how high. Like, I did not care. Whatever she asked me to do, I did it. And, you know, I stayed sober. And I got commitments and, you know, showed up for those commitments. And she gave me step work. I did that step work every single week. And, you know, when we met up once a week, I had it done. And I was honest with her. I was so honest with my sponsor in my first year because, like, before I was so dishonest with everybody. Like, I was so honest. This chick probably, you know, practically knew every time I peed. Like, that's how honest I was with her and how often I called her, you know. And... you know, that type of, you know, willingness and excitement to be sober I had for my first year sober. And, you know, I joined a young people's committee and hosted a conference. And then, you know, the next year I hosted another conference. And, you know, my first 2 years was a lot of you know, fun and service work and, you know, really, really staying, you know, in the middle of the herd. And, when I had, I think, almost 2 years sober, I went to this sponsorship workshop in North County. It was a women's sponsorship workshop. And this speaker shared a story about elephants. And what elephants do is that when one of them gets sick, they surround the elephant that is sick. And, you know, and they stay that way until the sick elephant, you know, gets well again and is able to, you know, do the same for others, you know. And that's exactly how it was for the program for me. You know, the women surrounded me. I surrounded myself by women, and now I get to pass that on to others, you know, because now I've got a little of experience, you know, in the past 3-something years. And, you know, that really stuck with me. You know, the last year or so, it definitely hasn't been the best year. I moved from Los Angeles to North County, and I had a lot of really bad stuff kind of happen on the outside that, you know, at the time I wasn't really super plugged into the program or doing a lot of step work, and so I wasn't, you know, mentally doing very well, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, causing a lot of wreckage. And, you know, one day I had to wake up and deal with that, and you know, it was really, really painful. And, you know, a lot of it was more painful because my ego was hurt and my pride was hurt. You know, I'm sitting here and I've worked the steps before, and, you know, I've got a couple years under my belt, and I'm sitting here in pain because, you know, I'm miserable. You know, it's a lot of, to me, it was a huge shot to my pride, you know, because I expect myself to be perfect. You know, that's one of the things, one of my character defects, you know, that happen because I'm an alcoholic. I expect myself to be perfect all the time. And, you know, thankfully I got a new sponsor down here and we started doing the steps again. And, boy, have things changed drastically just in the past few months that I started doing work again. It's funny how that happens, right? And, you know, and it happened after I went to the International Conference for Young People in Alcoholics Anonymous in Miami, Florida for Labor Day weekend. And the spiritual experience I had at that convention changed a lot for me. And that's kind of when I started waking up out of this funk. You know, coming to this weekend, I wanted to drink. I wanted to kill myself, but I was too pussy to do either. So, you know, so I show up to this convention because I already had flights. And, you know, at this convention, I had an amazing spiritual experience. I got to turn 3 you know, with 5,000 people that are all sober, all alcoholics, you know, all having the time of their lives. Like, that is an amazing feeling to be surrounded by that many people. And I had this marathon meeting in the morning on Saturday, and usually everybody's asleep because everyone was up until 6 in the morning doing whatever they were doing. And, you know, so I show up to this meeting that I was running, and there's one person in the meeting with me, and it's this older guy, and, you know, I'm sitting there all bummed out because one person showed up to my meeting. You know what I mean? Like, how dare nobody show up to my meeting? And, you know, me and this guy ended up talking for the entire hour because nobody else was there. And, you know, turns out, you know, I find out at the Saturday night main meeting a few hours later that he was the person at the convention with the most amount of time. And that was pretty cool. You know, on my third birthday, I'm sitting there, like, being a total freaking brat. And, you know, this guy is 50-something years sober, you know, been sober since he was, like, 18 years old or something crazy like that. And, you know, I'm the one throwing a fit. And, you know, I came home and I got a sponsor down here. And, you know, it's been such an amazing experience. You know, when people do things that I don't like, you know, because I'm right about everything, right? It's starting to, you know, brush off a lot easier. You know, I can be like, okay, you know, you hurt my feelings, but it's good. You know, not the whole, you know, never want to talk to you again type attitude that I had before. You know, it's really interesting how that happens when you start doing a little bit of work, that a lot starts to, you know, change. And it's crazy that, you know, with 3 years sober, I still haven't learned this yet. You know what I mean? You know, and I'm, thankfully, I'm not, you know, that 15-year-old girl, you know, in a very dark, dark space anymore. I'm now 19 years old, and I've got an amazing relationship. I live in, you know, the best city in the country, you know, and, you know, I live in the best city in the country. You know, I get to go to school, and, you know, and I get to wake up every day and be okay with who I am, or choose to not be okay with who I am. You know, because I get to have that option today, and I get to be grateful for what I have, and, you know, wake up grateful that, you know, I'm here another day. And, yeah, thank you for letting me share.